If you had a home worth $100,000 and it didn't go up in value, then you'll notice the state has reduced our rollback. So instead of the 56.49% rollback, it's dropping down to 46.34%. So that would reduce your taxable valuation, again, if your house was worth $100,000, from $56,000 to $46,000 that you would pay taxes on. So then your general basic levy would reduce, your general supplemental would reduce because of your valuation going down, not because that levy rate changed. And so, and the debt service is also going to go down. And then rural basic is going to go down because that levy was reduced, and rural supplemental would go up because that's the only levy rate that's going to increase. So you could see then the total, if your property was worth $100,000, your total tax would be reduced by $42. Then, if you want to compare, because our valuations did go up, so let's say your property, look at page two, if your property increased from $100,000 to $125,000 in total valuation, again, the rollback has reduced it down, so you're only going to pay taxes on $57,000, which is not a whole lot more, only $1,437 more than the value that you pay taxes on in this current year. So in total, you could follow this all through and you could see that your general basic levy would be very close, only a dollar difference. Your general supplemental levy would be $2 different, and your debt service would reduce a dollar. Rural basic would only increase $1, and rural supplemental would increase $26, for a total increase of $29 if your property increased from $100,000 to $125,000.